Hey everybody, Thomas Watkins here with the Portland Rodent Control Pod, and today's show is called, How Can Portland Neighborhoods Work Together to Reduce Rodent Populations? Portland's rat problem is getting worse, with complaints up 30% this year. But here's the thing, individual efforts aren't enough. It's like trying to bail out a sinking boat with a teaspoon while your neighbor's got a hole in their hull. Today we'll explore how entire neighborhoods can work together to finally get results. Let's get real about why this needs to be a team effort. Rats don't exactly stop at your property line and think, oh, this is Bob's yard, better turn around. These crafty critters see our neighborhoods as one big buffet. When one homeowner gets serious about rat control, these unwanted guests just move next door. It's like playing whack-a-mole with your neighbors. You knock them down, they pop up somewhere else. This is where coordinated neighborhood action comes in. Imagine your block as a football team. Everyone needs to run the same play. We're talking block-by-block inspection teams, sharing information about where rats are active, and timing our prevention measures like a well-oiled machine. When Mrs. Johnson at number 42 seals her compost bin on the same day Mr. Lou patches his foundation gaps, that's when the magic happens. The key to lasting success is building sustainable solutions together. Think Neighborhood Watch, but for rats. Community education programs ensure everyone knows the do's and don'ts of rodent control. Sharing resources means not everyone needs to own an expensive trap or tool, and regular maintenance schedules keep us all on track. Want proof this works? Look at what happened in Selwood. 12 blocks got together, synchronized their prevention efforts, and stuck to shared composting standards. In just 3 months, rat sightings dropped by 70%. That's not just a win, that's a neighborhood transformation. Here's your homework, Portland. Start today by connecting with three neighbors. Schedule a block meeting. Share this podcast. Remember, rats don't care about property lines, but they sure care when an entire neighborhood decides to shut down their all-you-can-eat buffet. Think of it this way. Your house might be Fort Knox, but if your neighbor's yard is the rat equivalent of an all-inclusive resort, you've still got a problem. Working together isn't just smart, it's essential. This has been Thomas Watkins with the Portland Rodent Control Pod.